last year I saw here in the Grus Kolel the power of the internet. We spoke about the internet, the power of the internet for good. And that is, we had some schmoozing on Shalom Bayis, and I noticed as we put them on the internet that there were more than the regular shiurim when we gave a parsha shiur, more people were listening to the shiurim on Shalom Bayis, and there's a need to talk about Shalom Bayis. And then I looked at, there were 6 shiurim that we had, and the 5th one was about intimacy. And then I noticed that the intimacy one was listened to 3 times more than all the other ones, which I had a suffix originally to put on. I'm still happy that I did. And the truth is, there was nothing really very much significant there in terms of anything that would make a teenager want to listen to it. In fact, I think I could summarize the whole schmooze. We learned the Geras HaKodesh, which is attributed to the Ramban. Some say it's from Rabbeinu Bachaya, but it's clearly from the base medrash of the Ramban. And the whole schmooze is wrapped up in one line of the Ramban. It's a very, very straightforward yesod, and it's nothing R-rated. And that is, the lashon of the Ramban is the following. V'chein roi lo shiyem yashev das ishto umesamcha. The most important thing is for a man to want to be misameach his wife. Skipping a few lines, Emir Tzashem, when you get engaged, you'll read those lines as well. And then he says, Ki oz tiskash machshavasim ke'echad. The most important thing is that their machshava be one, v'tiyah shchuna shruv b'neihem. That's the yesod of the Igros HaKodesh of the Ramban. Not a lot of fancy kavanas. That's kedusha. That he's thinking about making his wife happy. It's also the yesod of raising children. Many mechanchim say the most important thing, and now for those who are not parents here, for the avreichim who are already parents, they know how hard this is. For bachurim, you'll say, is it hard? It is hard. The rule is that every parent has to try to spend 10 minutes with a child. There are 10 children in the house. That means 10 minutes with every child. Now, there could be other children around, but the focus, the parent's focus, is on that child. None of the other children know, but they're focusing on that child. The same yisod. And that is that the parent is focusing, the father is focusing on making his wife happy. That's the yisod of Kedusha. And the yisod of Kedusha, in terms of being mechanech children, is really, really listening to the children themselves. And that's the word of Kedusha. The word Kedusha is to be poresh. Kedoshim to you, Rashi says, Eprushim and Arayis, to remove. And many chorus in Tanakh that's what Kedusha is, to remove oneself. Here, Kedusha is removing from your own ego. Here, Kedusha is no longer looking at intimacy as my own personal pleasure, no longer looking at one's day as revolving around oneself, but there is a wife to be misameach, and there are children to be misameach as well. Reader's Digest has a joke that there was someone who went into a Halloween party, and he saw a fellow who was dressed up. It was a strange costume. He had sponges all over him. He said, what are you dressed up as? He said, I'm self-absorbed. Rabosai, that is a tremendous, tremendous avoda. And it's not easy. It's keneged our teva, where I'm no longer thinking about my own pleasure, I'm no longer thinking about my schedule of my day of what I want to do. If you think about it, we have to work now on it, right now. I'm always struck when a yeshiva is learning Bava Kama, and there's a boy that's sitting and being osek in the sugya of bar, and he has his briefcase all the way in the middle of the aisle, and he's clearing whether a bar 10 tfachim that is turned into yud tfachim is like this, or it's like that. He's got his briefcase sitting right there. That's a bar d'oraisa. And yet he's being osek in the halachas of bar. How could such a thing happen? How could such hypocrisy happen? It comes about because self-absorbed into becoming a Talmud Chacham. He's self-absorbed into becoming a Talmud Chacham. So how do we work on it? How do we start to begin to no longer be self-absorbed? So, Rabotai, I want to say something dramatic. I think that we have to work on our kfira. There's a component of kfira that could exist in every person. I'll tell you how I found it in myself. I'll tell you a story. I might have mentioned this story once before. Many years ago, when Rav Tzvi Ram Shlita became the Rav of the, he's a Rebbe in YU. We were friends, we were in the Kollel together. When he became the Rav of the Bialystoker Shul on the Lower East Side, he was actually Rav Schechter's rabbi in Tannersville. He had been the Rav in Tannersville for a few years. He used to sit by the Mizrach, and Rav Schechter would sit everybody else, and he was a Talmud of Rav Schechter. Tremendous another Rav Schechter's part. So he was the Rav there. When he became the Rav, he was no longer able to go off Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, so he asked me to go to daven for the Yamud and to be in his place. The first time I had ever davened for the Yamud, for Yom Noraim, and I started trying to practice a little bit with the Nusach, with the Nigunim. I was quite nervous. I remember going all the way up, reviewing which Nigunim to sing, listening to a tape of the appropriate Nusach. And then, Rosh Hashanah morning, going into Chazaras Hashatz, everything went okay with HaMelech, everything went alright. And after, as I was about to be in the Chazaras Hashatz, whether it's appropriate or not is a separate discussion, but in my silent Shemon Esrei, I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me Siyata D'Shemaya that I should get the Nusach right and get the Nigunim right. I started Chazaras Hashatz. And something awful happened. My voice, mamish, disappeared. I sounded like a frog throughout the Chazaras Hashatz. Slow, I felt it going into Kedusha, and by the time Kedusha was gone, it was gone. Now, normally, when things don't go so well, so I tell my wife, you know, it didn't go well. She said, yep, it sounded terrible. It was true. That I went over to the Gadmoim, I said, I apologize, I didn't expect this to happen. You'll have to find, I think, someone else. They said, we noticed. That's what they said. We noticed. But we don't have anybody else. So rest your voice, do your best. That night, I didn't practice the Nusach. I didn't practice the Nigunim. I barely opened my mouth. I drank as much tea as possible. And the next morning, I started HaMelech 3 octaves lower. Mamish starting at a frog, but with the hope that maybe, maybe, maybe somehow the voice would stick around. And I remember at the silent Shemona Esrei, I asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please allow me to have a little bit of sound in my voice. And as Chazaras Hashatz started, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me Siyata D'Shemaya. The voice came back. And I realized it's a Davar Pashut. What happened was, I had taken for granted HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put the call in my voice. What did I ask him for? I asked him for the Nusach. I asked him for the Nigunim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, wait a second. Did you ever for a moment, and I hadn't. I had not all of that kufa of the Slichas and Yom Noraim thought once about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given me the koach of a voice. Shtickel kfira. The shtickel kfira. Says the Gemara in Soitan Daf Dalet on the base. Gasei ruach are like Ovdei Avodah Zarah. A person who's proud is as if he served Avodah Zarah. What does it mean, a person who's proud is as if he served Avodah Zarah? He's proud of the way he plays ball. He's proud of the way he thinks. He's proud of the way he learns. He's an Avodah Zarah. Okay, he needs to work on his midos. Says the Gemara in Daf Hey Amid Aleph. About a Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani v'hu ein yecholon lodur b'olam. I can't live with him in the same world. What is the pshat? Like what the little bit of kfirah that I have. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not in the world of your voice. I'm not there. Because that's what it means. You're an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Maybe based on this, and we alluded to this once when we spoke about anger, we could understand Rabbi Alexandri on the Afheim Aleph later on there in Sota. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, kol Adam Shiesh Bogasas Aruach, Afilu Ruach Kimar Aso. Says the Gemara, if a person has gaiva, so then the first thing that goes wrong, we know that every once in a while, sometimes it's us, those guys who are great basketball players, and the first thing that goes wrong in the game, they just sort of totally lose it. Says the Gemara, a baal gaiva, first thing that goes wrong, everything disintegrates. He no longer is on his game. Why? Because he felt that the game was his. And the moment something goes wrong, and every single one of us has felt it when temper and anger kicks in. That's the omek of the chisaron of a baal gaiva. Ein ani v'hu. I can't live with that person. So Rabosai, the first step, if we're not going to be people who have sponges on us, is to really, really, really think about where it starts from. What's my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is there a part of me that's kofer? And so let's borrow the 10-minute rule. That means that just like a parent needs a 10-minute rule with every child, needs to spend time with a child, that means a person every day, l'chol apachos, needs to spend 10 minutes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his world. As the Kutzker Rebbe said, where is God? Everywhere you let him in. But a person needs to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. I'm not only talking about tefillah. Because for so many of us, and so many times we get into a trap, where tefillah becomes some type of rote, and even if a person who's mechavin in tefillah and he is daiti, it's not enough. 10 minutes, I don't call it musar, 10 minutes of avodas ha-nefesh. My nefesh's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then one more 10-minute rule. A child that's deprived of the 10-minute rule will ultimately be a child that will never feel that someone cares. That means we have to start now practicing how to do it. And that is taking a friend without telling them that those 10 minutes that you are with them, you're entirely there for them. The ego is not there. That's practically the only way to understand how a person should go about it. Let me conclude. Chassidim say an amazing ma'isa. And the moment I heard this ma'isa, I realized that what I described that happened in Rosh Hashanah is exactly this. And such a beautiful, famous Chassidish story. Some of you might have heard it, but I want to get to the omek of the mashal. They say once upon a time there was a tailor who was a simple tailor, wasn't so successful, poor tailor. And somehow he had an officer that had come in, asked him to do a job, and the officer was impressed with the work, and he recommended him. And then the mayor saw that there's work, and eventually the king, according to the Chassidus Shemaisa, the king at the time who ruled Poland, found out about the tailor's work, and he commissioned for his one royal events that the tailor should make his clothes. The tailor starts. Here is someone who's gone from rags to riches in the fashion world. And he begins to make the king's clothing, and he brings it into the king 2 weeks before the event, and the king puts it on, and he says, "This is absolutely disgusting." He says to him, "If you're not going to come back in a week from now with something a lot better, then who knows what's going to happen to you." The tailor runs to the Rebbe. He says, "Rebbe, I don't know what went wrong. I think it's beautiful. It's exactly what they had commissioned." You can't rationalize with him. The Rebbe tells him, "Reb Yid, go back. Begin to take apart the seams exactly where you had sewed them and just sew them again." The tailor says, "Sew them again? The king said it was awful." He says, "Do as I say." The tailor has no choice. He has nothing else to do. He has no aid. So it looks beautiful to him. And he sews it again. King brings it to the king with much trepidation. King puts it on. He says, "It's beautiful." Taylor runs back to the Rebbe. He said, "Rebbe, what happened?" Lev nishbar v'nidka Hashem lo sivze. If a person has that gaiva, ein ani v'hu. What's the levush of the melech? What's the melech's clothing? The melech's clothing is our guf. The melech is melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The clothing is the way in which we express and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the same two people and he sees how the stitches are made. What are the stitches in this relationship? The clothing is also the relationship that we have with others. Is the relationship always focused on what am I getting out of it? Or is the beg, the levush of the guf, something more? That person has a sense that he's not only there for himself, but he's being mevatel himself to others. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya, that the little bit of kfira, of ein ani v'hu, we should slowly, slowly be oker, by practically beginning to think not only of the theory of Torah, but what is the idea of Bar present?